Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, everybody. It's Teresa in America.
Hi, guys. We're back at In the Open.
Today, we're going to talk about the topic, I feel lonely. Why would somebody Google I feel lonely?
Because I think a lot of people don't necessarily think that others feel that way. And it's something like strange that I would feel this way.
Yeah. So much of what we Google is like, I just need to know.
Yeah. Is this happening to other people?
Do you feel like a lot of people feel lonely?
I think yes, they do feel lonely, but not enough people talk about what it is to feel lonely. So they don't necessarily claim that they're lonely.
Yeah. Is there a difference between being alone and being lonely?
Yes, a complete difference.
What is that difference for you? And then I'll share what I think my sense of the difference is.
Okay. So like alone is physically, like I am alone in a space, like I'm alone in a room. That's how I visualize and experience being alone. Like I am alone in this space. And then the loneliness is more about the emotional side of it, that I can be surrounded by people, but still feel loneliness because I don't have any actual connection.
I agree, right? It's like one is the physical space and the other is your sense of it, your feeling about how connected you are to people or how much people know you or care about you even.
No, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
A lot of it is about like, oh, I have people in my life who care about me. But some people who have mental health problems also just feel more lonely.
Anybody that struggles with something that is kind of like deemed as an other can experience loneliness. So if we're talking about somebody that may be dealing with like a mental health issue, like depression or anxiety, you know, I think some of that exists where I feel lonely because I may not be able to share my experience with anybody because of all these different reasons. But because I can't share, it makes me feel completely isolated.
Yeah.
And very, very separate. For me, like when you take it one step further and you're thinking about if I'm in a space of like, let's say all like white people and I'm the only Latina, there is another aspect to that where I feel lonely because, again, I feel like these people can't share in my experience. That's what I mean by othering.
Yeah. One of the things I think happens a lot is people feel like when they're having problems that you're a burden. It's hard to parse out. Like, is my brain trying to kill me and tell me that I'm a burden? So I shouldn't tell anybody about my problems, which further gets into that. Just the cycle of your brain and the way it does that. And it pulls you away from people, which creates more loneliness, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're othered because of your experiences and because we feel like nobody understands what's going on in our lives or in our minds. And then the dialogue that happens in your mind is also like, well, you shouldn't share about your junk because nobody wants to listen and
right.
Nobody cares, or everybody's got problems. Why do your problems matter? I mean, I can go on and on and on about the dialogue that like makes you even more lonely.
Yeah. I wonder though, for many people that are kind of in this space of, do I feel lonely? And you ask yourself that question, like, am I lonely? Like, what's happening that I feel this way? Sometimes it's a foreign kind of feeling unless you really hone in on it.
How would you describe it?
I remember a distinct time when I remember sitting like in my living room and I was just like, I'm just lonely. Like, what's happening? And what I felt in that moment was that I didn't have anybody that I truly felt I connected with beyond like the relationships that I had established at that time. You know, like I had my family and my friends. It's not to say that I didn't have these people, but it was, I wanted somebody that I could do stuff with, that I had similar interests, that I wouldn't have to explain stuff to. And I was just like, why don't I have that?
I've definitely had moments like that when I've been lonely. It's so sad. Where like something happened in my life and I was like, I would turn around to the invisible space and be like, I'm going to celebrate. And then I turn around and there was like, nobody there.
Yeah.
You're like, that is so sad. Who do I call? Because I am alone in my life and there's nobody to just even share the little things with, you know, and it feels so lonely. Another time where it was like right in my face was I injured myself.
Oh.
And I was by myself and I was like, holy crap. And I had to drive myself because I didn't injure myself, like call the ER, but I cut my hand.
Okay.
So it was significant enough where I was like, I need to go to the ER and get stitches. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have a person. Like, sometimes you would have a person.
Yeah.
Who is the person that I'm going to call to be like, I'm going to the ER. And that person would drop everything and be like, I'm going to meet you there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have that person in my life at that time. And I was like in the ER by myself nursing my wounds. And I was like, I'm so alone.
Yeah. You know, it's that idea of like sharing experiences. And it's not like there are not people in your life. Like, I get that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's this additional aspect of it where you're just like, this is one person that can totally get me.
It's your go-to person.
Yeah.
You know, I think we all need a go-to person. And there are times in our lives where we just didn't have that because of distance, because of a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But outside of like those glaring moments, I feel like loneliness can creep in a lot of different times.
Yeah.
But when I look at my life and moments where I felt lonely, like I don't know if you experienced this, but like it's weird because panic feels like a heart attack and anxiety too, right? But loneliness is the only feeling that kind of gives me the same physical feeling. Like I feel literal hurt in my heart.
I get that.
But not like panic does, or, you know, not like a heart attack or even fear. It's like it just hurts in my heart.
Yeah.
It's just sad and hurts.
It's like a gray fog that just lingers. That's how I kind of see it. I think there are also other aspects to it where you're just also thinking about, it is about connection. It is about finding somebody that understands you. But it even goes beyond that when you start thinking about, let's say something simple, you know, like I like reading books and I want to be able to share with somebody this information that I got from this fabulous book and have that whoever be completely like interested in it as well. So it's not about having intimate relationships or anything like that. It's about just being able to share in an experience.
Yeah.
I think that goes beyond what people oftentimes think about as being lonely.
Yeah. I know that I've been most lonely when I've gone through some major change in my life. Like moving is a big one because I literally will leave whatever I created in one community and go somewhere else where I have no one. And I'm the kind of person where if I'm not close to you,
yeah,
physically,
yeah,
like it's very hard for me to maintain a relationship with people like over the phone or whatever. Like I'm very much like
you're one of those people.
I'm one of those people who like, yeah, like I get that some people are really good, like keeping phone relationships. I am not that person, but I didn't realize that. And then I would move and then go through these periods where I was like, holy crap, I have no one because I'm starting over.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if for many people, if they're, for whatever reason, you're in a new city, you're not connected to your family at all, you know, you're just in this space.
Broke up with a friend.
Yeah. You're in this space where you have to ask yourself some serious questions, you know, like, are the only people that I'm talking to people at work? And are they substantial conversations? Is there anybody that I'm doing stuff with? And that's not to say that you can't have an existence without other people, but having people in your life is important because it helps you feel connected to your community and to something other than yourself, which we know from our talks, right? That our negative self-talk is not helping us. And sometimes you need somebody to help you snap out of that.
Yeah. If loneliness is because you are missing your person who knows you well and just is there, it takes a lot of time to build up to that experience and like be with somebody enough that they become the person you text and you check in on and that you talk to all the time, you know? And I think that's why when you go through a change, like it's like the one thing that I don't think we prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we in a move, we prepare for where are we going to live? What furniture are we going to have? Blah, 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 blah. If you prepare for retirement, everybody asks you about vacation. And or if you leave college, people are like, what's your new job? But we don't ever really prepare for or talk about what's your plan for reconnecting with a new community.
Yeah.
You know, or even talk about like, oh, you're going to grieve because you're going to lose your structure. You're going to lose the things you used to have, and it's gonna be okay. Like, it's gonna be hard, but it's gonna be okay.
You know, there may be this illusion, and I say illusion because I think a lot of people may not think about it in this way, right? When you are trying to do something for yourself, whether that's creating healthier boundaries or improving ways that you can really do better, that may require for you to make some difficult decisions where you have to cut people out of your life. And those people may have been toxic for you. The relationships were just not healthy. So it is about having to find new people. And that struggle, as adults particularly, like making friends isn't easy, you know? Making friends in general isn't easy. But as adults, I think it gets to be a little bit harder. And we get into this space of just functioning. You know, I may be going to school, I'm going to work. And then by the end of the day, you ask yourself, have I talked to anybody other than myself today?
Yeah.
And you find that you have been living kind of a lonely existence, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way if it makes you feel that you're not being fulfilled in some way.
Yeah. And some people are very comfortable being alone and don't feel lonely because they have a rhythm in their life and they do that. And they say that's like the difference between introverts and extroverts. You mentioned like breaking up with someone. Mm-hmm. And it is so true that the reason why breaking up with somebody, even if the relationship is so toxic, is because we fear the other side. Like the fear of loneliness or fear of life without that person, that is really scary. You know, I think every human being knows what it feels like to be lonely. And when you have a relationship with a friend or a partner, and even when that relationship gets really toxic, the fear of loneliness is what keeps us from breaking up.
Yeah, making a change.
That's the pull that I think loneliness has on us as human beings, because we're not, I don't think that we are meant to be isolated. I think that people are, when we're isolated, it's bad.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we people do. What can you do?
I would start with just doing a self-check, figuring out, am I in a space where my loneliness is really there? Am I really experiencing this, or is there something else that's going on?
What do you mean by that?
Is it work that is pushing me to be more isolated and I'm not able to have more connections with people and I'm kind of focused, like tunnel vision with work?
Mm.
You know, maybe I have a project or something that has to have me like only focused on that.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. So it's a self-check. Is it more situational,
mm-hmm.
or is it more long-term that you've kind of been feeling this way mm-hmm. for a while?
Yeah. Okay. I definitely feel like, honestly, feeling loneliness sometimes starts to creep up if I'm not as exhausted from whatever else is going on in my life. So if I'm exhausted and distracted, like you said, with work and tunnel vision, then all of a sudden I'm feeling more lonely. It's a sign like, oh, I have the space to be aware that I've basically done this thing for the past whatever 6 months and like stop talking to friends, stop, you know, doing things I enjoyed and reconnecting with people. And now I have the time and the awareness to realize that I basically did all that, you know, like just slowly pulled myself away. And then other times it's like I realize that nothing has necessarily changed, but my behaviors have changed. So my willingness to be an equal partner, to share. So I can sit and listen to people for long periods of time and never say anything. So nothing changed necessarily in stress. And I feel like that's like very much a depression thing. Like if I'm depressed, I'm still doing my normal routine or whatever, but I just don't talk.
And I think that's the self-check, right?
Yeah. And all of that is part of what you're talking about is the self-check, like going back and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
So if I realize that my loneliness is kind of more long term, I have to ask serious questions of myself. Like, is there something that I can do to break away out of this habit? Are there things that I enjoy doing that maybe I can go find others that would want to share in these experiences, right? And they're like random. Maybe I like playing board games. You know, I love playing board games, by the way. But maybe that's something that can help. Because I think little steps, like in everything that we say, little steps make a difference because in the long term, they add up to changes.
I also feel like to get yourself out of the loneliness rut, it also takes big changes.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right.
Being very intentional about saying, okay, it's like weight loss or going on an exercise regimen. You know,
I gotta do this.
I gotta make this happen. I gotta do this. Yeah. I gotta go find groups. I gotta, the things that you described, like you have to go actively look for them. They're not gonna come find you. And that's a big part of loneliness is like it takes a lot of energy
and effort.
And effort. And it does. But there are things out there. I don't, do people still use Meetup? What's the new version of Meetup?
There are apps out there, but I mean, Meetup is a good place to start.
Do people still do that?
Yeah, people still do that. We were just talking about it earlier with a couple of people where, you know, Meetup, you can go and find all kinds of activities that people are doing in your local area that oftentimes they vary by interest, right? Whether it's a book club, poetry, board games, singles, couples, friends looking for friends. It's, you know, other people that are new to town. It's, there are just opportunities for people to connect. And I think this is very different than finding that kind of support where we talk about maybe finding an online support group or something like that, right? This is about you finding a person or people to connect with so that you don't feel isolated, which is easier said than done, right? Because you have your routine and it's easy for you to continue to do what you're doing. But like Teresa's saying, that effort and that notion to say, okay, today, instead of me just popping whatever into the microwave and eating it in front of the TV, I am going to X.
Yeah. I actually feel like Facebook groups have become a new similar meetup. So like I like found a couple groups based on topics that I was interested in.
Yeah.
And then I've seen like either like moms or cooking or knitting or, you know, books and blah, blah, blah. And then I've seen some people who will say something like put a post and say, I'm looking for somebody to meet up, blah, blah. And definitely people respond. It's scary because you're putting yourself out there. And I have to like confession, like I look at a lot of those posts and I'm like, oh, that would be so nice if I did that. But I never do.
Yeah.
Because there's also like a social anxiety thing. Like I am not going to show up. What if I don't like these people? What if they don't like me? Like, and that's so much of that work that you have to do inside. Like, it's weird. In my life, there are times where I signed up for a meetup group and I showed up and I was like, dude, it's fine. I'm okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meet people. And there are other times, like recently, where I was like, no, I'm still so lonely. And I have to reflect on like why, you know, like, I feel like maybe there were some groups that felt more safe or open because the topic that I was coming or I was going to go do something very specific. Like I'm going to go to a group where there's a book club is safer for me than a group where a bunch of moms are going to get together. Because I just feel like the second group, I don't know. My brain goes to be like, yeah, judgy.
Yeah, I get it.
How did you know that?
Yeah, because I know you, my friend. I think those are very valid points, though. You know, but we're talking about groups. But even you can think about it even like in terms of making small efforts. Like, let's say you go to the grocery store every Sunday at 10 a.m. And every Sunday at 10 a.m., you see the same person. Maybe one day you can just strike up a conversation or try to. You're there at the same time. You could ask, you know, or say, you know, I've seen you here a couple of times. It is about putting yourself out there because it is, you know, vulnerable to be like, hey, will you be my friend? But remember, we talked about that a long time ago in one of the other podcasts that we did where you just kind of have to like just bite it and be like, okay, dude, I want to try to do this. And if it doesn't work, you still made the effort and you can try again.
Although one other strategy too is like if I've had a friend who I'm not very close to, if I can sucker them into going with me, then that's like two times win. You know, it's like either I'm really going to like this experience and we're going to get something out of it. And if not, I've got more time to spend with somebody that I like somewhat that I could learn, come to like a lot more.
Yeah.
And I've definitely had friendships that built around that where we started small and did stuff. And then like just the more time you spend with a person, the more you feel like you can bother that person on a whim. And then the next thing you know, you're like, that's my person.
One of my best friends, I remember meeting her in college and we sat next to one another. And all I did was say, I like your shoes. Then we became like best friends, you know. Sometimes it is something small. I think we spend so much time in our heads, and when we have the opportunity to interact with others, we keep ourselves close. So even just jumping in the elevator and changing up conversation, it may create an opportunity. So try it.
This is like one of those things. We have to be open and be brave.
Yes, correct.
And failures are not failures, peoples. Okay. We're not failures. We're all trying.
That's right.
And I think there's some work here where when things don't go right, we gotta check our inner voice. Like that person inside your head is a jerk.
Yeah.
Meaning yourself. We have to be like so self-compassionate and not beat ourselves up in a way that causes us to run back into the darkness and hide from the world. Like that's such a lot of work. And a lot of people don't know what that experience is like, but it's just like needing to be so aware of how much we can just destroy ourselves and make our situation worse because we are propelling ourselves towards loneliness.
I think one of the things that works for me is you got to pump your brakes, you know, pump your brakes when that negative self-talk is like run in the opposite direction. You know, it's like, no, stay focus and try to do this with all you can. And I think it will pay off.
All right, people.
Man, don't be lonely. And if you are, find somebody.
That's right. You got to try and you have hope and you just keep on putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys. Keep fighting in the open.